The Game with Mr. X, Sexy Erotica, by Ulrich. Narrated by Christina May. I received the first text just as I was on my way to a meeting with my boss regarding my future at my job. In order to dress for the occasion, I had worn my new short jacket and shoes with a bit of a heel. I was hoping to look like the serious and ambitious new employee who might be rewarded with a pay rise after her year-long trial period. Back home, I had practiced in front of my mirror how I might present myself concisely and professionally, how my work effort had previously exceeded expectations. I got a text message. I shouldn't have looked at all. I grabbed my phone to switch off the sound ahead of time so it wouldn't disturb the meeting. But of course, I couldn't help checking the message. No other woman can be as wet and tight as you. Painful how much my body misses yours. P. It was stupid. I felt both silly, excited, and a bit shy all at the same time. And of course, I was completely distracted before my meeting. I was sitting there with a tingling sensation in my lower body and a stupid smile. The meeting felt more like a school exam than the dialogue between two professionals I had imagined beforehand. That was frustrating. No pay rise this time. The text wasn't even something I could talk about with my boyfriend, Michael, mainly because the message wasn't from him. It was from my former boss, Patrick. I had fooled around with him a bit now and then over the 3 years we worked together at the Scandia, which was one of the largest hotels in the city. Like a complete stereotype, it started at a Christmas party. Even though we had both been extremely inebriated, it was still the best sex I have ever had. So afterwards, we had jumped each other a few times per year. Or 10, perhaps. Even though Patrick was a family man, and I had no other serious relationships, because it was all about sex between me and Patrick. No emotions, no strings. And our relationship, if it even deserved to be called that, stopped quite naturally when I quit working at the hotel. Shortly after starting my new job, I met the love of my life, Michael, and now we live together. I genuinely hadn't thought about Patrick in the last year. My life had been hectic and exciting with my new job, and with wonderful...